Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, you are most welcome to Peace at Glass, the program of peace. Every Sunday at this time on 94.1 Radio Glass FM, we have peace. We call it Peace Hour, an hour of peace. From 10 to 11, we have a program about peace. Tonight, we are once again here to talk peace. And as usual, I'm not going to talk peace alone. I have a company. The company is a special company. I have special guests in the studio, and online, live from Turkey. We have a very special guest who has joined us, and I'm going to introduce him after introducing the usual guys in the studios. Doctor, can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you. Thank you very much, Umar. Esselamu aleyküm ve rahmetullah ve berekatuhu. Once again, I want to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Muhammed Cihat Gündoğdu. I'm a Muslim doctor. I'm one of the students of Mr. Harun Yahya. You know Harun Yahya, his real name is Adnan Oktar.
That is the person I was going to introduce to the listeners. I don't know whether you are going to allow me to do that, because I would like to say that you are speaking on behalf of Dr. Harun Yahya.
Yes, that's
Harun
right.
Harun Yahya is, briefly about him, he is a scholar, Muslim scholar.
Yes.
Who was offered more than 300 books.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he's a Muslim scholar, well-known throughout the world.
He works at table in over 63 languages.
Yes.
And they have been downloaded by nearly 150 million people since 2009. Over 150
million
people have downloaded his works. And of course, he has featured in international media like Reuters. They did a poll, and they found out that he was the most influential Muslim in the world, according to Reuters. They did their own poll, and 2 million people voted Harun Yahya, who was also called Adnan Oktar, brother Adnan Oktar.
Mm-hmm.
2 million people said this man is the most influential Muslim in the world, and BBC also talked about him. You know, about his ideas of Darwin's dangerous idea. BBC says he is an increasingly influential figure in creationism.
Mm-hmm.
That is what BBC talks about him. Then US Science Magazine, very influential. They say that they wrote an article in 2008 saying that at the present time, Harun Yahya is the loudest voice in the debate of evolution in the Islamic world. The loudest voice. So you can imagine. These guys don't give you credit for nothing. For me, as far as I know the Western media, what you get, you really deserve it. So that is what they have talked about him. So doctor, you can begin from there, please.
Yes. He is mostly well known for his work called The Atlas of Creation, which is recently, in the previous 2 or 3 years, was recently distributed for 100,000 copies distributed in the Western world, even in US, UK, France, Belgium, many countries in Europe. What he's trying to do is to eradicate the source of all evil. That is standing against religion, against belief in Allah. That is Darwinism. That is the source of all terrorism, all the conflicts in between people, in between nations, in between countries. That is caused when we get into the roots of all those conflicts, we detect that there is Darwinism, which seeds hatred in between people. because, as you all know, according to Darwin, there was a ruthless struggle for survival and eternal conflict in nature. So the strong always overcome the weak, and this enables development to take place. So these ideas were applied to into social sciences and societies and individual life under the name of social Darwinism.
Okay.
Darwinism caused communism to appear, materialism, violence and terror. And these are all inseparable parts of a single whole. So since Darwinism regards human beings as aimless animals, it leads people... Hello? Do you hear me?
Move around and then speak again.
Yes. Since Darwinism regards human beings as aimless animals, it leads people to adopt this perspective in the direction of rebellion, conflict, anarchy, lawlessness, selfishness, and immorality. And people, when they are raised under this Darwinist indoctrination, it turns them away from the values that make human beings human and suggest that life is a battleground. It makes them attach no importance to the family, any religious moral values, and virtue. And this way, they are quite capable of turning towards any heretical ideology or movement. So movements based on Darwinism were responsible for wars, acts of terrorism, mass slaughter, genocides in the last century that we all experienced in the world. Darwinism...
Okay, doctor.
Yes.
I have a question now, and I have three brothers in the studios. They also, I'm sure they're also going to have questions to ask you in the happiness that we have with you. But my question is, you know, Dr. Brother Yahya, Harun Yahya, I'm sure with you together you have traveled around the world, and you have given many lectures on creationism.
Yes.
I would like to know how influential... Or how the impact that these lectures have had on the world, the impact of the lectures of Brother Harun Yahya.
Yes, thanks to his works, his great effort on showing the debunk of Darwinism in face of the scientific facts from the field of any field of science. Thanks to his works, he gets lots of invitations from different parts of the world, from different universities in US, in UK, in different universities from Europe, or even in Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, lots of countries. So as his representatives, we go to those lectures, we go to those universities and give lectures on behalf of him. So we show people the reality from the scientific findings is the fact of creation. The existence of Allah is there for real. It's a scientific fact. There is no such nonsense as Darwinism or the theory of evolution. It's just the way that it is the source of all evil to deviate people from religion. It's an ideology based on evilness, selfishness, and has nothing to do with science itself. It's just against the scientific findings, which prove that there is the existence of Allah for real. So we spread the truth of Islam. We show people that there is faith in Allah, and science is on our side. Science and religion are not in contradiction with each other, but they science proves that there is Allah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. Now, the second question is about the terrorist attacks. As you remember, 2001, September 11, terrorists attacked. Okay, according to the U.S. government, terrorists attacked its country. And when I was recently watching a BBC documentary called Darwin's Dangerous Ideas, and I was surprised that Adnan Oktar or Brother Harun Yahya says that 9/11 terrorists were actually Darwinists, not the people that we thought are.
Yes, that's right.
And I have a problem. Is this another conspiracy theory? And the two are totally different. You know, 9/11, then Darwinism, you know, you can't imagine this happening. Would you like to please expand on this? What is the connection?
Yes, it's very important to clarify this important fact that any people, when he kills one person, one innocent person, is totally against religion. Any kind of divine religion is against killing innocent people. Period. And if you kill yourself, if you commit suicide, it's again against religion. Any divine religion is against this. According to Islam, if you commit suicide, then you deserve hell for eternity. If you kill an innocent person, then again, it's as if you killed whole humanity, according to one verse in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. And if you save one person to life, then it is as if you get saved the whole humanity, according to one verse. So any kind of terrorist attack, killing innocent people, if just a single single child is being killed in these terrorist attacks, it's totally against. So it's not, it cannot be defined as war. It's totally against the essence of religion. Even those terrorists that whether they carry Muslim identities or Christian identities or Jewish identities, that cannot be named to be Islamic terrorism, Jewish terrorism, or Christian terrorism, because any divine religion is against such terrorist attacks. So it's for sure that religion commands love, mercy, compassion in between people and nations. There is no way to kill innocent people. It's haram to drop a single bomb which will cause innocent people to die. So 9/11 attacks, we condemn them. We condemn any kind of terrorist attacks. If someone goes and commits suicide by detonating himself and killing others, is totally against religion. There is no way to reconcile such attacks with any religion at all.
Okay, thank you so much. Listeners, I would like to remind you that we are having Dr. Sihat Muhammad
Jihad
Gombe. And Muhammad Jihad from Turkey,
yes.
Istanbul, and he is talking to us on behalf of Brother Harun Yahya, who is also known as Adnan Oktar.
Yes, as representative of Mr. Harun Yahya.
Scholar,
yes.
A very popular Islamic scholar who was once rated as the most influential Muslims in the world by Reuters. Okay.
And one other thing that I want to add.
About the many, many things that are happening around the world regarding the creationism. Today, that is what he's trying to talk about. But of course, you are free to ask him any question about Islam, about anything that is related to Islam. He will be more than happy to answer that question. So let me go back to Dr. and ask you my last question before I give you over to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My last question is coming from the teachings of the Bible. The Bible, according to the Bible, they say that it says that the earth is believed to be less than 6,000 years old. You know, we are talking about creationism now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to share with us your views on this. Do you believe it or you don't believe it?
According to Islam, according to Quran, as a Muslim, I take Quran as as a real source. So there is no verse that there is 6,000 years from the time Allah started to create. But there is, yes, days which can be explained to be time periods. It's obvious that when there is no turning of the earth, that will cause day and night, which will cause lead to the formation of the days. Before the formation of the days, Allah starts creating. So, and Allah is beyond time. So, from the very moment that Allah started to create, and as we know it from the Big Bang, there's a big explosion which started the creation of the whole universe, the galaxies, the stars, the planets. 14 billion years ago, there was a huge explosion which caused these galaxies to form immediately. That's why it's called to be an explosion, from nothingness. From the point before that point of creation, there was no time, no volume, no density, no weight. That means nothingness. And Allah created them, the whole universe, all of a sudden. So, so we can these scientific findings, the theory of Big Bang, is not in contradiction with Allah's telling us that 6 days, but this can be explained in time periods for sure, not in days. It's obvious that day, by meaning days, it is period periods are being told.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I would like to now hand you over to Brother Swaib Kabwa. He is with me in the studios, and he has been listening to you very carefully, and he has some issues to share with you.
Well, thank you, Brother. A pleasure listening to you live. I've just been about you. Oh, Brother, I'm just wondering, how much impact Brother Harun is making in the Western world? Because when you hear him, he has the loudest voice. I mean, the first step sounds as like this is Brother Correct. I wonder whether this energy base is, you know, creating the West, or they still not giving any attention to this kind of debate. Or whether they contain something odd, not what they are giving time to discuss. Because somebody could refer it to the Holocaust. When somebody mentioned about the Holocaust, and maybe I tried to pronounce it right now.
Excuse me, I cannot hear.
Let him finish for listeners, then I'm going to make it clear to you.
Okay.
Could I speak louder? Well, thank you, Brother Sehat, for that enlightenment.
Let the brother come near the microphone so that you can hear him properly, Doctor.
Yes, Brother Sehat, I was appreciating having listened to you live all the way from Istanbul, Turkey.
Yes.
And I was just wondering whether this kind of debate is accorded worthwhile attention in the West, because when we hear Brother Harun's writings described as the loudest in the world, it's as if there's no debate given to this. Maybe they are equating it to the Holocaust, because if somebody denounces Holocaust the way Brother Yahya Harun is denouncing Daoism, they are not given space. They take it not worth something to debate about. How do you get that? Regard that?
Excuse me, you ask about. Could you please summarize
it? The attention in the West given this kind of debate, Daoism?
Yes.
Yes. To what extent?
What extent you mean?
Yes. Are they considering it a worthwhile debate in the West?
First of all, we go to the universities and we make debate. We do not debate it because it's these are obviously scientific facts, and then we tell about the truths in the universities, in the campuses, in front of the professors from different fields. So they do not even confront us, because if Darwinism was true, then they have to bring us transitional forms, which would link one species to another. They cannot do this. They cannot even bring just a single example of a transitional form, a transitional fossil, which will link one species to another. Or they cannot show the origin of life to appear on Earth by chances. They cannot show us the formation of a protein, just a single protein, out of the blue, just by chance, even by the help of professors for years in the most advanced laboratories. They cannot show the emergence of a protein from inorganic matter. They cannot form such an amino acid chain and then form it into a three-dimensional form, and a working protein would appear. It's not possible. So they cannot show the origin of life. They cannot show how one species to change into another.
Okay. Second and my last one, the ideas regarding fundamentalism, terrorism, and radicalism. You get me?
Yes.
The ideas regarding fundamentalism, terrorism, and radicalism.
Yes.
Do you think they are real occurrences, or they are just artificial creations?
Sorry? Would you please repeat that?
Okay, brother, he's saying that the issues of extremism, fundamentalism, terrorism.
Yes.
He's asking whether you think they are creations of the West or they are real.
Please let me tell about how Darwinism causes terrorism. We have the explanations from Marx, for example. He defined violence as a constructive force, which would help human progress. So conflict is the motivating force according to communism. And the dialectical method adopted by Marx and Engels is the same as Darwin's. That's why Karl Marx set out the link between Darwinism and communism as follows. He said, "Darwin's work is most important and suits my purpose in that it provides a basis in natural science for the historical class struggle." Or Lenin said, "The whole theory of Marx is an application of the theory of evolution. In its most consistent, complete, well-considered, and fruitful form, to modern capitalism." Or another quote from Marx, he said, "This is the book." When he writes, he wrote his thoughts about the theory of evolution book by Charles Darwin. He said, "This is the book that contains the natural history foundation of our viewpoint. Chinese communist dictator Mao, who slaughtered mass masses of people, he openly said, Chinese socialism is based on Darwin and his theory of evolution." Or Stalin said, "There are three things that we do to disabuse the minds of our seminary students. We had to teach them the age of the earth, the geologic origin, and Darwin's teachings." Hitler, he said in his book Mein Kampf means my struggle. He was inspired by Darwin's struggle for survival and the principle that victory went to the fittest. He said, "Take away the Nordic Germans, nothing remains but the dance of apes." So he was inspired by the struggle between the races. He was a racist. He was defining the superiority of the Western white people to the others, to Negroes, to black African people, to Turkish people, to Romans, and most to Aborigines and many other people. So this caused much of the conflict in between people. So because Darwin legitimized the class struggle and this conflict in between people to be true. And such ideologies, such leaders took it as a basis, foundation for their evil thoughts.
Doctor, I have a brother Muhammad Kibuka with another question for you, please.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Aleyküm selam ve rahmetullah ve berekatuhu.
Yes, I have a simple question here. Just talking about your debates and your lectures, together with Dr. Haya. My simple question is, Islam is taken to be philosophical. Much as it is philosophical, Islam proves itself to be in line with science. For many issues in the world, Islam is in agreement with the scientific explanations. Take an example, the issue of embryonic development.
Yes.
And many others, which science explains, and Islam as well agrees. Now, the question is, what scientific explanation does Islam give to the evolution of this earth and man? Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much, brother. First of all, there is no evolution in the Quran. Allah says, be, and then they are. So Allah creates in such manner. And when we look at the fossil record, the field of paleontology, the fossil science, we see that the species appear abruptly with their fully formed complex body systems and structures. All of a sudden, just as it is being told in the Quran, to be, then they are. So science is at our side. And that Atlas of Creation by Harun Yahya shows how there's 350 million fossil specimens, which we can observe species. They appear abruptly and with their complete body structures, and they appear still. They stand still. They do not change their tenure. They do not change. They do not transform into another form during their tenure on Earth. And that's why the fossil science is only being used by creationist believers. And no Darwinist will use the fossils to in such a debate against creationism, because fossils are on our side.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for those answers. I am afraid time is not on our side. We come to the end of the 30 minutes that we had with you, and I would like to ask you to use probably 1 minute to say your last word so that we can get back to the Ugandan listeners and they also have their say.
Okay. Inshallah. Brothers and sisters, Allah's creation is for real. It's a scientific fact. For example, we have three questions for evolutionists to answer. First, they have to show how a single cell would appear out of the blue, just by chance, by evolution. They cannot show it, because there's huge complexity within a cell. The mitochondria, the nucleus, and the DNA within it, the membrane, or endoplasmic reticulum, the scaffolds, and every single part of the cell should be there, present, for life to go on. Or, we have another question, are there any evolutionary mechanisms on Earth that will cause one species to evolve to a higher form, will improve that species? No, there is none. Evolutionists claim that there is natural selection, which will cause one species to evolve. But we know that natural selection has no power to change the DNA, to change the genes. It only eliminates, yes, it is there, natural selection, we observe it in nature, but it only eliminates the weak and the diseased, the ill ones. It does not cause a species to evolve to a higher form. Then that was why evolutionists later on in 1940s, they started to use the word mutations. And they claimed that mutations improved the DNA. But we observe, we see that no, mutations has only defective effect in the DNA. It does not add brand new information to the DNA. It does not add brand new genes that will define new organs and systems that would improve such a species to, for example, get wings and will have the ability to fly. So there is no mechanism to make one species to get improved, to evolve, and there is no any fossil evidence for the species on Earth to have been evolved from one another. There is no such a single specimen in the fossil record that will show us that there is evolution from one to another, but there are at least 350 million fossil specimens which prove us that species stand still. They do not change at all.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for the time.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you joining us, on Radio Grand, the Muslim radio station in Uganda. We are going to ask you to stay online if you want to.
Okay, I'm ready.
To enjoy the last part of the program. But that is all that we had with you, and we thank you so much, please.
Yeah, sure, inshallah.
Sure, inshallah. Okay, listeners, that was Dr. Sihat Muhammad Pondu, live from Turkey, talking to us on behalf of Brother Oktar.
Yes, Jihad.
Yahya Bindu. Adnan, an international speaker, an international scholar, and a brother in Islam. We have assurances from Turkey that it's okay for us to broadcast some of his speeches on this radio station. So we shall have an opportunity to have Ugandan listeners listen to him through Radio Biraz. We shall get his speeches and we shall have you listen to them whenever we have the opportunity. But for now, that is all we had for. And of course, we shall be having more and more interactions with them as we go on. So, back to Uganda. Listeners, if you have any comment on Dr. Sihati's presentation, you are free to comment. You are free to ask a question. We shall forward it to him, and in the next interaction, perhaps, inshallah, he can answer it, or he can answer it through email, whatever we shall find. But for now, Brother Kibuka, Brother Said Kabwa, we have 10 minutes to go. And there are issues in Uganda that we'd like to sort out. As you know, this is a program of peace. So we need to talk peace. And in the last program, I said that sometimes if you want to become a good peace activist, you have to call things by their right name. If it is killing, you should call it killing. Let's say, don't beat about the bush. If someone has done something wrong, blame them. If you need to declare war in the name of peace, declare it, because you are fighting for peace. This is being a good perspective. That's what I thought. You need to be tough sometimes to make peace effective. That's what I said, and that's what I stand by. Now, we are not going to talk about everything because time is not on our side. But I have two issues that I would like to get your good advice about. One is the fact that the University of Makerere is not yet open. Maybe it was open today. I don't know. But by the time I came on, it was not open. The University of Uganda, the National University, the biggest university. This is bad for peace. Now, that's one issue. The second issue is about the state of the nation, the state of the country. Economically, the country is not doing very well. And the people we are supposed to look at, they are denying, they are saying we are not to blame. The people who we think are responsible, I think we are not to blame. they are denying their responsibility. They are saying that we should blame the others who are not even in power. So, the way forward, this time, that's blaming. What is the way forward? Brother Kivuka, you are an educationist, so you are going to comment on the issue of Makere University. Why on earth? Where are the future leaders now if the university that is supposed to manufacture them is closed?
The issue of Makere not yet being open is a critical one. We all pray that we open tomorrow as it has been already addressed. I have one thing in mind, which I think before even we look at the future, we need to look at. That is the history. The history tells us that when people overstate their time, they become short of good ideas. What result will be that many things in the process will become stagnant. And as people will fight, get them move. Because things are stagnant and people want them move.
Yeah.
So regimes will change time.
Yes.
Previous regimes have proved that when a regime was becoming unpopular, or was going to change hands. People always struggle. I'm not really debating politics, but yes. I'm talking about the past.
Okay.
You will see that during Amin's time, when things worsened, all sectors almost went to strike, including Makerere, including many other groups. The question is now, we are not looking at Makerere only as an institution, but many institutions have gone on strike. There is a core problem which we need to address, not only addressing the issue of material, but the issue is that the people who are living have overstayed and they need relief. They need to get rest. Because everything God created in this world does what we call depreciation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Kivuka. Depreciation, yes. I think you have a point. I agree with you on the issue of saying that it's not as small as the closing or paying the lecturers at Makerere. It's bigger than that.
Yes.
That's how serious it is. And so do you have about around the same time, about 3 minutes or so to tell us your views on the state of the economy in Uganda. Please don't talk politics. Way forward. How do we get out of this mess? This is a crisis, for sure.
You see, they just in Uganda have taken alternative for it.
We have got solutions. We are in the opposition. We are as we are going to be the government in waiting. I think it's high time we got the government in waiting to see what can be done. They are strong. They are actual voices now speaking on finance. They are real voices there. Unfortunately, they are few. And Uganda will take long to see light where it is. That's the unfortunate bit of
that. That is not fair.
Yes.
Ugandans do not take long. I think Ugandans are patient people. They always give people opportunities to reform. And when you don't, then they will, I know, one day they will push back. You know, you are not going to push them forever.
Yes.
So I think they are not just taking long. They are just giving people time to change, to reform.
Now, I know one party. Just forum. They have voted what they call the program for 2011, 2016. I just hope and appeal to find time and good solutions, not only economic solutions, but also social and political.
Okay.
I was thinking about the voices speaking We are progressive Muslims, appreciate that. And some of them are even from the own country in Kenyan. Our only worry is that the attempt should still be because the about 10, 20 who are joining the opposition, and when you add up the number, it's just less than 100. The House comprised of 300 MPs. Now, the rest of these 200, they're not providing solutions, good solutions to this country. They are just still yes men, yes women, which is a very big problem for our country. We just hope, I want to tell you this, that there are this kind of, the Soviet Union, you remember, it collapsed in 1991, and it has President the man who initiated socialism
Communism.
Yes, communism and socialism. That man who initiated it, he built confinement, prison for people who would oppose his ideas. Okay? So, he built a number of them. And whenever you would, when it came, okay, for him, he died and he was succeeded by the rest in his party who believed in his ideas. One of them was Brezhnev. So Brezhnev arrested so many people who opposed the socialism and those ideas. Okay? The same thing is happening here. When people come up, stand up to oppose some of these ideas, these bad policies, economic policies, they are just threatening with sucking from the parties, they are going to do this, and I mean, in the Soviet Union, they used to be put in prison. There's no even file because you're called a madman if you oppose the official voice, the official position, you're called a madman. There's not even file. So in the current times, current day of today in Uganda, they are just dealing with no starting from the party. I mean, it's almost the equivalent of being arrested. So we are telling Uganda and these ones who are being taken by starting that
Thank you so much.
Our country needs a revolution. Some general actually could say that Uganda needs another revolution. We need that, and we have the ideas for life.
Thank you so much, Brother Sam Kabua. Today you have spoken like a peace activist. No incitement, no political statement. I think it's true that the country needs a revolution. There's no doubt about that. And it's the issue that we should consider working on. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. The presenter of the next program is in the studio. And I would like to thank listeners in Uganda and in Turkey for joining us today. We are international. I would like to specifically thank Dr. Finhart for giving us an insight on his works. And today I am ending the program knowing that Darwinism is against Islam, as the doctor told us. We should not believe it. We should stick to the Holy Quran, because that is where he was quoting from when he was making his submission. So, to hell with Darwinism, and thumbs up for Islam, and thumbs up for Dr. Sihat in Turkey, and Brother Harun Yahya for those works. We wish them the very best, and as I said, we shall keep having them on this program whenever we have them. And with those, I would like to stop here. Sam Kabua, thank you for coming. Brother Dr. Kibuka, thank you for coming from Top Times High School, Chengira. It's a secondary school. It's a mix, huh?
Yes.
With sciences and whatever. Okay. So we can bring our children.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's there.
I had there. So that's wonderful, Doctor. Keep up the Top Times. And Sam Kabua, also keep up the piece that you have started to talk. I have been Umar Gosala, and until we meet next week, inshallah, I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.